Philly Fed Manufacturing Outlook Crashes to Worst Level Since 1979. By John Carney on July 21, 2022. Manufacturing activity in the Mid-Atlantic region unexpectedly weakened further in July, and the outlook for future activity crashed to the lowest level since 1979. According to data released Thursday by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. The Philly Fed's survey of manufacturing businesses found that indicators of both current general activity fell further into negative territory. The general activity index fell for the fourth straight month, falling 9 points to minus 12.3 in July. This is the second consecutive negative reading. Economists had predicted a bounce back into positive territory after June's unexpected plunge into a negative score. The index for new orders fell for the second consecutive month from minus 12.4 to minus 24.8. The index for future general activity fell 12 points to minus 18.6, the lowest reading since December 1979. The decline was driven by a dramatic drop in the number of firms reporting increases in future activity. This fell from 36% last month to 17% in July. The share expecting no change increased to 40%, up from 19% last month. The share expecting declines actually fell from 42% to 35%. The future new orders index fell 5 points to minus 12.4. Manufacturers continue to report widespread price increases, although the indexes for these have declined for the past 3 months. The prices paid index fell 12 points to 52.2. The lowest reading since January 2021, but still suggesting broad inflation in materials, with 56% of firms reporting cost increases and just 3% reporting cost decreases. The prices received index, which measures what manufacturers charge for their finished product, dropped 19 points to 30.3. Almost 37% say they increased their prices since last month, and 6% say they decreased prices. Manufacturers expect energy prices and prices of raw materials to increase between 7.5 and 10% this year. They expect prices of intermediate goods used in manufacturing to increase between 5 and 7.5%. Wages are expected to rise between 4 and 5%. Total compensation costs, which includes wages and benefits, are expected to rise between 5 and 7.5%. Despite the decline in activity, labor market indicators showed hiring continued and is expected to continue. Nearly 24% of firms said they added to payrolls, with just 4% saying they had decreased employment. Average workweek, however, decreased for the fourth consecutive month. Nearly 56% of firms expect employment to hold steady over the next 6 months, while 29% expect increases and 13% expect declines. The expectations for future capital expenditures fell 7 points to 4.4, the lowest reading since March 2013. This likely reflects a pullback in spending plans due to high prices and falling customer demand. As well, Fed interest rate hikes are making financing of capital expenditures less affordable. 81% of firms said they expect no change to capital spending, and only 10% expect to increase capital spending.